As you know, Pastor and Pastor Mark is away. They're away on a holiday, and they send their regards to all of you this morning. It's been a joy being alone in church this whole week. It was very peaceful. But I must say, it was a time of just reading His Word and praying and taking the time to just reflect over the last 6 months. Before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and seek the Lord in prayer for His blessings. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we come before You and we want to remember those who are away. Remember Pastor and Pastor Mark and their families. We pray, dear Lord, that You will especially watch over them. We pray, dear Father, for each one who is away, that, Lord, You will grant them journey mercies and bring them back safely to us. And we pray this morning that, Lord, You will bless us as we study Your Word. Help us, Lord, to focus on You, Lord. We ask, Lord, for Your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think we all know that one of the things that we need in life is strength. Whether we are young or older, we always need to find strength to go through what we need to go through each week, each month. And strength is not dependent on age. It's not a matter of how muscular you are. When I was younger, I used to play water polo. And at the height of my training days, I was able to do 22 pull-ups after training. After 3 hours of training, I was still able to do 22 pull-ups. Recently, I went for a walk at a park. And there was a pull-up bar. And the pride in me drove me to the pull-up bar. And I reached out my hands, and I hung on the pull-up bar. And I did a grand... Don't laugh yet, I haven't tell you. And I did a grand total of one pull-up. And that was it. I couldn't do it anymore. Well, I have to correct that in the months ahead. Okay? But you know, strength is not about physical strength only. It's about inner man strength. It's about finding the strength within us to go through all the challenges of life. And the challenge is to find that strength that will help us to go beyond ourselves, our own limitations. We all know that we are coming to the end of the first half of the year, and we are going to embark on the next half of the year. And you know, people are saying that it's going to be challenging. A week ago, there was a newspaper article about, you know, job losses and how the economy is not so good. And people are concerned. So people are concerned about the economy, about jobs, and so on. During the week, there was another article about the life expectancy of an average Singaporean. And in this report, it stated that the life expectancy is about 85 years. They say that now we tend to live longer. But part of that 85 years is 10 years will include poor health. Now, it doesn't mean that at the end of life, that last 10 years will be poor health. But part of it will include from time to time, poor health, and altogether accumulated will be 10 years. Now, that's something to be concerned about. And I think all of us are concerned. As we grow older, we're not as strong as we used to be. I certainly am not as strong as I used to be. And the challenge for us is to find strength. Strength to face the work every day, the work stress that we face, the challenges of life. We all know how tiring life can be. And one of the things that we really need is strength. Real strength, as we all know, is found only in the Lord. You know, Caleb, even though he was 80 years old, he went to Joshua and he said, "Give me this mountain." He was going to conquer the mountains of Hebron. And you know, even though he was 80 years old, he was still as strong as he was when he was 40 years old. And that's a tremendous strength. He was undaunted by the challenge that was ahead of him. So this morning, how can we understand further this idea of the strength that we can find in the Lord together with the presence of the Lord? We've been studying about the presence of God. And how does strength come in? How do we find that strength that will enable us to go through what we need to go through? So let's turn to Psalm 68 once again. And in Psalm 68, in verse 20, there is a verse that states, "Your God has commanded your strength." Now, what does this verse mean? Your God has commanded your strength. When did God give this command with reference to strength? Now, this was what God told the people of Israel and Joshua. The Lord gave the command for them to be strong and of good courage. Now, let's turn to Deuteronomy 11, verse 8 first. Okay. In Deuteronomy 11 and in verse 8. We read, "Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong." You know, when we keep the word of God, it makes us strong. Okay? Now let's turn to another verse, and this time we read in 31, Deuteronomy 31, and in verse 6, we read, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you." So that's the idea of the presence of God. There is the promise of God's presence. But we must learn how to be strong, to be courageous, to face the challenges of life. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. That's what Moses said to Joshua as well. Now in verse 8 it says, "And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you." So our part is to find that strength in the Word of God, is to find that strength to be strong and to be courageous and to face the future, to face the challenges of life. And God is going to be there with us. His presence would go before us, be with us, enable us. You know, I call this the sufficiency of the presence of God. If God is with you, you don't need anything else, because His presence covers everything. We've been studying about how His presence in Psalm 68, how there is that presence of God, how God provided for the people, how God protected the people. Therein is the presence of God. And our part is to have faith and not fear. You know, as I read these articles, I'm not going to focus on them. I'm going to focus on God. And I'm going to exercise faith to face whatever I have to face in the future. To Joshua, let's turn to Joshua chapter 1 now. Again, this was repeated. Again and again and again. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? See, our challenge is to find that strength from His Word, as we keep His Word, as we meditate on His Word, the Lord will grant us that strength to face and to do what we need to do. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, the Lord is going to be with us. And the challenge for us, God challenged Joshua to be strong and to do it, to exhibit strength, to face his enemies. You know, there was tremendous power behind that strength. And that's something for us to really consider. For some of us, we may be growing older. I'm growing older, okay? And if you did not notice, I brought up a huge Bible this morning. It's extra big size in print. I think some of you can read it from there. And I've been reading this, okay? In the morning, my eyes are very blurry. I can't read, even with my spectacles. So the only way to read is to have this. And I've been reading from this. So no shame in having such a big Bible, okay? But I've been reading this every morning, 2-3 chapters at a time. And every time I read, my heart is stirred. I find strength. I find hope. I find peace. I find joy as I read. And the Word of God stirs my heart. It strengthens my heart. See, our part is to be strong and to have good courage. And the Lord will be with us as we exercise faith in His Word. C.T. Studd was a missionary in the 1800s. Now, he was a very good cricket player, a national player. He was studying in Cambridge. And when he came to know the Lord, he sought to follow Him. But one day, when he listened to a powerful message, he decided that he was going to be a missionary. And he left his school to learn how to be a missionary. And he went to China to serve for several years. But along the way, he became sick, and he had to go back to England. And when his father was very rich, and when his father died and he had a big inheritance, he took all his money and he gave it to missions. And he said, you know, I am going to go back into the missions field to reach out. And this time he went to India. And he spent another 10 years reaching out to Indians. You know, he was not daunted by his health problem. He had asthma, he had health issues. But you know, he kept finding that strength and that courage to keep going back into the missions field to serve the Lord. You know, we can find that strength again and again to face the challenges of life. We can find strength when we dwell on the Word of God. We can find strength as we think and pray to God. The Lord was with the people of God. They found strength. You know, our part is to exercise faith in the Lord, to be strong, and the Lord's presence would go with us. And so let's go back to Psalm 68. So that's the command for us to be strong. And in Psalm 68, we can see the confirmation of the Lord's presence. Okay? So God was there in leading the people of Israel through the wilderness. God was there to give the victory over the enemies. In Psalm 68, verse 12, we read of how the kings of armies fled, and they fled, and she who remains at home divide the spoil. That means the people were victorious. God gave victory over enemies. In verse 14, when the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zaman. Okay, white as snow as the bones of those who were defeated. They covered the hills. The armies of Israel were victorious. And they were able to find that courage and strength to face their enemies. And the Lord's presence was there. God gave them that power to scatter the enemies. The Lord made Israel into a mountain. Verse 15, Israel became a mountain of many peaks. It became stronger and earned a good name. God's strength established Israel as a nation. Verse 24, they have seen your procession. What is this procession? It is a procession where King David brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. And King David was one whom God established as king. The Lord brought peace to Israel and to the land, and the Lord blessed Israel. So the Lord was with David and his people. And we have seen how God has blessed us individually, how God has been with us, his presence been with us, in Bethany, from Bethany 1, Bethany 2, Bethany 3, and Bethany 4. Recently, someone brought a box of old photographs to the pastoral office. Till today, I still do not know who brought it, but there's a huge box of old photographs from Bethany 1, Bethany 2, Bethany 3, and Bethany 3. Okay, old photographs. And so I've been passing it every day. And so yesterday I decided to open it up and look at some of the old photographs. And I saw a lot of you when you were younger, when Chun Hang and Chu Yan were younger, and they were singing in a choir then. I saw myself singing in the senior choir. We used to have a senior choir. We used to go to DBS Auditorium to sing, Singapore Labour Foundation Auditorium, I think some of you still remember that, to sing. The senior choir was about 20 to 30 strong. That's it. Now our choir, when we come up, we have about 150 to almost 200 people, including the youth choir. And you know, as I saw those photographs, of course, I looked younger then. I had more hair then. But you know, I could see how God has been with us. How God's presence, how God's blessing, how God has enabled us all these years. And you know, I was thankful. I was very thankful for the Lord's presence at Bethany. The Lord has established Bethany. The Lord's presence has been with us. And this is something I'm deeply thankful. In Psalm 68, we read, he goes on to say, verse 20, strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Now that is a call for God to strengthen what he has done. And that's what we need. We need God to strengthen us further. You know, after the people conquered the land, it is easy for the people to become lazy and complacent. And the challenge is not to be complacent. We need to be strengthened further. We need to grow from strength to strength. We cannot remain where we are as individuals and as a church. It's easy to rest on our laurels, to become complacent. The nation of Israel was still weak. David knew that. And that's why he wrote this psalm. This was his prayer. He knew that God has established Israel, but Israel needed to be strengthened further. In the same way, Bethany needs to be strengthened further. Each one of us, we need to be strengthened further as well. We need to pray for the Lord to strengthen us. We need the Lord to help us to be stronger in faith and in our walk with Him. God's work is never done. We need to be strengthened further to do His work. Our part is to have the faith to be strong and courageous. God's part is to be with us. His presence will go with us and He will bless the work. Now there is a third part, and that third part is for us to be strengthened further as individuals and as a church. You know, we cannot be complacent. We cannot rest on our laurels. We all must learn what it means to be stronger as Christians and as a church collectively. This is the prayer that David made. And this is a prayer that we all should make. I went to see Mr. Chia during the week. Pastor Mark was praying for him last week. He had bleeding in his intestines. He's much better now and he has been discharged. But when we went to see him, he was in very good spirit. He laughed with us, he joked with us. He was saying that he was having a staycation in a very expensive hotel. It is called TTSH, Tan Tock Seng Hotel. And he said the food is not tasty, but healthy. And he was just thankful that the bleeding had stopped. Previously, when I went to see him, he was saying that he was visiting his wife who was in hospital. And he was saying to us that when he had his knee operation, his wife visited him. And now that his wife was in hospital, it is his turn to visit him. And he said life is very fair. But he was telling us that he needs to go for another operation on the other knee. And he knows that it's going to be another painful experience. And he wants to be stronger. And he told us to pray for him. You see, it's challenging. One operation after another. You know, we need to be stronger. We need to find that strength from the Lord. We need to be a people of greater strength. In Psalm 68, verse 35, the God of Israel is He who gives strength and power to His people. You know, the Lord will give strength. Strength is what we have inside us. Power is what God will do externally. That power will be given to strengthen us. The challenge is to be strengthened further. The challenge is for God to strengthen what He has done. You know, we have to put in our own personal effort to be stronger. Personally, I'm challenged to pray more. I'm learning how to pray the Lord's Prayer each day. I'm learning how to focus on God as I pray. I'm learning to read His Word even more. And for the last few months, I've been reading His Word, not because I'm preparing a message, but just for the pure enjoyment of reading it. And it's been wonderful, just feeding my soul each day. I've been personally reviewing the lessons that we've been learning in the morning class and during the weekends. And as I dwell on those words, it feeds my soul. It strengthens me. You know, Pastor said these words during Church Family Camp 2019. He said, "What is the heir of the strong? It's faith." the air of the strong is faith. And what is the food of the strong? It is the Word of God. You know, we can grow from strength to strength. Whatever we may go through in life, God can strengthen us. We need God to establish the work of our hands. Turn with me to Psalm 90. In Psalm 90 and in verse 17, we read, this was a prayer made. This is a psalm of Moses, and this was what he prayed. He said, you know, let your work, verse 16, appear to your servants and your glory to their children, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. We need God to establish the work of our hands. We need God to strengthen the work that He has done. Now, let's go back to Psalm 68. The message title for this message is Ascribe Strength to God. And in Psalm 68, verse 14, we read, Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and His strength is in the clouds. There is the command to be strong. There's a confirmation of the Lord's presence. There's a calling on God for strengthening, and we all need that. And there's the commitment to praise God more for His limitless strength. See, ascribe strength to God means is that strength is an amazing attribute of God. It is something that we will not stop discovering. The psalmist sought to ascribe to God that God is a God of great strength. This is His attribute. This is something that we will always discover more and more. If we seek Him, if we love Him, if we walk in His ways, strength is something that we will continue to discover all the time. We can give praise to God for His strength and for the strength that we would discover further. You know, we would give God that honor. I tell you why I seek strength each day. Because I've come to realize, you know, this many years, how weak I really am. How weak I am as a human being. And I recognize that I need God's strength every day. And I'm determined to discover more of that strength. My challenge is to pray that God will help me discover more of that strength. I pray more that God's strength would enable me. And it takes humility on my part to pray each day. All that I have in terms of strength comes from Him. You know, His strength is in the clouds. What does that mean? It means it is majestic. It is lofty. It is high. It is far out. It is amazing. You know, I remember my first flight as a pilot trainee. And this was a flight, it was an introduction to flying. And normally during this flight, the instructor would fly the aircraft in a certain way, do all kinds of maneuvers to try to make the pilot trainee puke. Okay? And so halfway through the flight, when I was just about to puke, the storm came. And, you know, all of a sudden he had to stop. And that was the first time I saw the power of clouds and of a storm. As the storm came in and he had to stop, and he was flying just below the cloud ceiling. And the wind was blowing, and the storm was coming in. And I would, you know, I like to think that along the way, the Lord intervened and he intervened and he stopped that from happening. But you know, I saw the awesomeness of clouds. The Lord's strength is in the clouds. What does that mean? It means it has the power to bring rain. It has the power to lead the people of Israel as a pillar of cloud. It reflects the glory of God when God came upon Mount Sinai. There was lightning and thunder, and it was awesome. That is the strength of the Lord. The Lord's power and strength is truly awesome. And we can discover the Lord's strength as individuals and as a church. And this is something that we can sing to God for. We can glorify His name and we can praise His name. You know, we can depend upon the Lord's strength so much more. We can go from strength to strength. You know, in a week's time, Pastor will be back. And, you know, we'll be gearing up towards the second half of the year. And again, it's going to be challenging. There's going to be the pastoral conference in the later part of July. There will be the ordination and the anniversary that's coming up. And then there's gearing up towards the youth conference. And then the Christmas program again. And again, it's going to be a lot of hard work. How am I going to face the next half of the year? With faith. With the command from God in my heart to be strong and of good courage. To have faith that the Lord's presence is going to be there. To pray that that our hearts, our mind, and our soul will be strengthened so much more to face what we need to face. And lastly, to be able to give thanks to God, to praise Him for the strength that God gives each day and every day. And may this be our prayer too, that the Lord will strengthen us in all that we need to go through in life. Well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we come before You. And we thank You that You are a God of great strength. We ascribe strength to You this morning. Truly, Lord, Your excellence is over Israel. Your glorious splendor is over all Your works. And it's because of Your strength given to Your people and Your leaders to do Your work. And Father, we want to praise You and glorify You this morning. And this morning we pray, Lord, that You will strengthen us. Strengthen us as we seek to face the future. Strengthen us as we seek, Lord, to do Your work. And we pray, dear Father, that You will guide us and enable us. And bless us, Lord, as we give this offering to You. And may this offering be used for Your work, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.